Rangvall had a horror of medicines. Shaking his head vigorously, he clamped his mouth tight. Celixa passed the flask to Mordi.
Give our friend a good dose when he opened his mouth.
She pinched the squirrel's nose, cutting off his air. He struggled wildly to resist, but in the end he had to open his mouth to breathe. Mordi acted swiftly, pouring almost half the flask into Rangvall. The rogue squirrel's tail stood up like a flagpole.
You murderers! You killed me!
Amid the laughter, he sprinted up the mast, where he sat quivering with rage as he glared down at them. Gorath called from his place in the bows as they drew closer to shore.
Look! There's almost 10 score hares in uniform waiting on the tide line for us! I take it they're the famous Long Patrol, Miss Mordi.
The hermaid began brushing her tunic down and generally trying to look presentable as she answered.
By Jove, there's a sight to do your jolly old heart good. They've turned the full complement out to greet us. Stop me scat, there's Major Mull, Corporal Thwirl, Biffy Bigelow, Lanky Lockben, Stinky Scarbottle and Big Beau Sulligan, Colasanto Flug and Colonel Craglow. Oh, look, there's young Thingamy and his sister What's-Her-Name. See who they're escorting. It's Lord Ashai himself, what? Hello, my lord! Ahoy!
The ancient badger raised his battle axe to the incoming vessel. Wild cheering broke out on the shoreline. Not to be outdone, the crew of Eulalia added to the din with their joyous shouts. As soon as it was possible, mooring lines were hailed to the vessel from the shore. Scores of willing paws hauled the ship to land. Osbal and his gowsim furled sail, slacking off all rigging. The prow nosed up through the shallows until the entire craft lay heeled on shore. Mordi leapt down onto the beach, closely followed by Gorath and Celixa. The ranks of warrior hares parted as Lord Ashai and Major Mullane walked to meet them. The hermaid threw a smart salute.
Hon Mordi Magsbury Throttle reporting back as ordered, sir. Mission accomplished. Found Gorath the Flame and one other, Celixa, very pretty maid. Hoping you approve, sir.
Major Mullane returned the salute.
Well done, Miss Throttle. You're to be commended on an exemplary completion of a difficult assignment.
The ancient badger lord confronted the two young badgers. Reaching out, he found the badger maid's face, smiling as he ran his paw gently across her features.
Celixa, the slender willow tree. At times like this, I would wish to have my sight for a moment. Truly, I can tell you are as beautiful as your name implies. Salamandastron bids you welcome, young one. It is your home for as long as you wish it to be.
Celixa placed her brow against the lord's paw.
Thank you, sire. I will never leave this place as long as I can stand at Gorath's side.
Both the badger lord's paws now found Gorath's face. He stood silent as the blind one inspected his features thoroughly. Ashai nodded as if in confirmation.
So, you are Gorath the Flame. I have seen you in my dreams many times. Though now you stand before me, I feel you are bigger than in the visions, taller. Truly you are marked deep by the flame. The Forge of Life branded you thus. Let me touch the weapon you call tongue.
Gorath placed Ashai's paw on the pitchfork. He familiarised himself with it from butt to tines.
A stout and honest implement, Gorath. It can be used either in combat or to tend growing crops. Which do you prefer?
The young badger thought for a moment.
I would sooner grow food from the land than dig graves for our enemies. But I can do both if need be, sire.
Ashai gave him back the pitchfork.
Welcome to your mountain, Lord Gorath.
The crimson westering sun cast long shadows on the three badgers. Gorath and Celixa took Ashai's paws, allowing him to lead them into the mountain fortress of Salamandastron. Mordi borrowed Martin's sword from Orquil. It flashed scarlet in the last rays as the shores resounded to the mass roar of a single word.